Sorry about that. Gotta get my wits back. Oops, little rattling there. I'm gonna try a video. Don't know if it'll work because of the sun. Yeah. All right. Let's go back. No, can't do that either. I guess it's that kind of morning. Then we smile and take it that it's that kind of morning. We smile with a long, slow, deep breath. And smile with every moment as teacher and teaching. With great gratitude that every moment is teacher and teaching. And it's very worthwhile to practice with eyes open. And we've got something on the screen again, but it's just worthwhile. And the reason for that is fundamentally because our eyes are open throughout the majority of the day. So it's one of those little techniques that helps us not do on-off switch with meditation and awareness. Because when we sit in a particular room or a particular chair for meditation, and we do that however frequently through the day, but the particularity of it both is a blessing and gets energized, and we get familiarized with, okay, it's meditation time now. So that's a blessing, training. And then it also can be a problem, because then as soon as we get off the cushion, there's an on-off switch. So meditating sometimes with eyes open and just like we've done so many times now, just kind of being in the environment, taking a moment to really realize how fortunate we are. We have walls. We have a roof. Whether you live in Central Texas along the Guadalupe River or you live somewhere else, there's lots of beings and lots of people. They don't have walls and they don't have a roof because something destroyed it. And more often than not, it was human beings that did the destruction. So we are very fortunate. So we take a moment for that. And because more often than not, these days, it is human effort that is causing so much misery in the world. So then we dedicate ourselves, eyes open figuratively, eyes open contemplatively, eyes open to reality. It's human beings that are doing this stuff. So then we dedicate ourselves, we set the intention to be the most amazing being of loving kindness that ever walked this planet. And at least to be the most that we can be in every moment, in every situation. And we set that intention with joy because benefiting others, being kind, patient, respectful, collaborative, and so forth, making other people happy makes us happy. Everybody benefits. How wondrous. We sit with that for a minute, that intention, and really reviewing that yes, when I am patient with others, it not only is good for them because I'm not a jerk, but it's good for me because I'm being patient and so forth. So we're in the midst of a process here that can be done any time, any day. And it is eyes open, wherever we are, to with great gratitude and how fortunate. And of course, we can wish it for all beings. And then, secondly, eyes open. Because we are so fortunate, We set the intention to bring good fortune to others, to be a good human being, a virtuous, well-meaning human being, to live from loving kindness and all its derivatives. And as we sit and not feeling how settled we already are, we can feel our mind is fairly peaceful. It might be quite peaceful. And our emotions are wide and vulnerable and soft. And the sense of self is also softened, malleable and porous to the energies of these intentions and aspirations and wishing well for others. So we abide in that for a little while. And then we include all beings in our restful state and the good fortune that we are living. We breathe all beings into that and embrace all beings. And then breathe out all that goodness. Breathe in again, embracing all beings into a peaceful state, into peace and ease. And if eyes open is now a distraction to that depth of meditation, close your eyes. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings in our Mother Earth. Breathing out all the good fortune and abundance that we live, knowing that it all came from our Mother Earth, without exception. And we set the intention of being a good human being, the best we can be. Ooh. Love you all. Pretty day.